Welcome in, everybody, back to another episode of The Grub Butts. As always, I am your host, Truman Steen. And as always, I'm joined by some extraordinary guest. To get us started, just for the, for our little startup here, we've got, in the top left, we have Braden. Braden, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Surviving, good. Thriving. In my top...
Apparently, it's Monday.
Oh, yeah. In my top right, I am joined by Joe. Joe, how are you doing?
Very good, very good. I made an invisible prop.
I saw you were drinking through an invisible prop. What is it? Is it...
Mountain Dew. I just took the label off.
Oh, you took... All right. And in my bottom left, I am joined by Evan. Evan, how are you doing?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. You know, not bad for a Monday. Plenty, you know, there's still room to grow throughout the week, and there's still... There's a lot. You know, the 8 out of 10 is a good start. People in the chat already going crazy for Evan. They say Evan is number one. That's, you know... And again, on your first appearance. This is your first appearance. You're already number one guest of all time, some would say.
Do you mean Sarah?
No, I mean a certain bull. But welcome in, everybody, to Grub Buds. What do we do here? We try new and interesting fast food items. What are we trying this week? Well, we are trying the new Pizza Hut Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut. There you go. That's how many times can I say Pizza Hut in one time? Yes, we all... Ooh, Joe, you didn't get the special box?
Didn't get the special box.
Wow. Even when Joe gets the right item, he can't get the right box. That's incredible. Joe was on time, has exactly what we asked for this week, and he couldn't get the right box. There's always something, huh, Joe? Huh?
Yeah, I know.
It's all right. It's okay.
Even surprised by the shape.
I'll forgive you. I had to go to this is my third furthest Pizza Hut to go get this one. Like, it was out of the other two, and I'm like, why? I feel like everything's just out with right this. Now. Oh?
Is as you know, Truman, both me and you ordered our pizzas last night and scheduled the pickup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very smart.
The Pizza Hut that I ordered it from called me at like 8:30 today and was like, so here's the thing. Apparently the sauce on top is different than the normal sauce. Mm-hmm. And so he called me to say that the company that's supposed to send them the sauce hadn't. So he said, we can make the pizza. It would just have normal sauce on top instead of the special sauce. And I was like,
unacceptable!
I didn't say it, but I was like, don't want to be an asshole, but I want the special sauce.
Guys, I need the sauce.
So I said, cancel the order.
I want to get lost in that sauce.
I went and found a different Pizza Hut that had the sauce.
Yeah, so if you were to look at my screen down here, I've got our various... I've got the box open. This won't do anything for our Spotify listeners. Did you guys get a little baby table in the middle? You guys get the little pizza table?
No, I did not.
Get a pizza table.
You did get a pizza table?
And
I got a pizza table.
I could have used it. It got on the lid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
well, even with the pizza table, I still got sauce in the lid.
Right. You also got the wrong box. So.
And so, for clarification, sauce on top, it isn't Chicago deep dish style. For the people that can't see it, it's not. It's...
Well, that's just sauce.
We were talking about this before the show went off, or before we went live, but it's kind of like Little Caesars pizza. The deep dish from Little Caesars. I don't know if you do like the lunch special or whatever. I'm not sponsored by Little Caesars or anything. I'm not sponsored by Pizza Hut either. But if I want to, you know, if anybody's looking to sponsor, definitely let me know. But Little Caesars is not deep dish pizza because it's not like a lasagna. Let's be honest. You know, again, I date a girl who lives in Chicago. I've had Chicago pizza. It's fantastic. I really like it. Deep dish pizza is kind of lasagna. And so, right. Yeah, it's Detroit style. And so Detroit style is different. It's bread and cheese, and then the sauce is just kind of poured on top with the pepperoni. We all got the double pepperoni this time. There's, I think, four different styles. But let's take a bite. Let's get into this. Let's get some initial thoughts off and then talk about some weird news.
I just realized that my green screen filter is picking up these zigzags on my shirt.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God, it is.
Fun times.
Interesting. All right, here we go.
That is a different sauce.
That is a different sauce on top. Hmm.
I read it was a lot more tomato forward, and that's true.
Yeah, I think it's... Point. like similar to deep dish pizza in Chicago, I think it's supposed to be chunkier, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody said that they think deep dish means that it was originally cooked in an automotive part. So maybe like a hubcap or something, but then it'd be circular still. That's not bad. I think that's, you know, I don't know how you're feeling.
I really like that.
Evan, what's running through your mind? Walk me through the flavors running through your mind there, Evan.
It's a lot like their cheesy breadsticks, which I used to get all the time growing up from the small town. Pizza Hut's the only restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
But then the sauce is a good change-up from their normal sauce, which I don't really like Pizza Hut sauce generally.
Interesting. I think a lot of people say, what, Pizza Hut sauce is really sweet? Is that what they say? It's always
so.
Oh, it is. Oh, wow. Apparently, sorry, again in the chat, Detroit style is actually supposed to be cooked originally in an automotive part.
Oh.
In a rectangular steel tray designed for use as automotive drip pans. Very interesting. Very Detroit. Very everything. Man, that's good.
So, I mean,
I like it.
I don't want to be reductive here, but off of what Evan said, this is basically just breadsticks that they didn't cut into breadsticks and then just dumped sauce on top of.
Give it some credit. Give credit where it's due.
A lot more cheese.
It's a little thicker. It's
yeah.
Like if you were to look at the bread, it's got some air pockets in there and stuff. But all right. Good food. Always accompanied by good conversation. So while we scarf down a couple pieces of the za, Brayden, would you like to get us started on the weird news?
I guess I can. So everyone always hears stories about Florida man. Tonight, I thought I'd bring you a story about Florida boy.
Ooh.
So this was stories from this week, so it is fairly recently. A Florida boy was attempting to hide in a trash can. Don't ask me why, it doesn't really say. And that trash can was picked up by a garbage truck. And he was almost crushed to death. Luckily, the apparently nice dump trucks that lift over the side have cameras that look in, and the driver just happened to see the kid fall out of the trash can on the camera and shut the blades off in time.
Oh, Jesus.
So he only got a scratch. But they did get turned on. And the boy is quoted as saying, "I was thinking this might be the end for me. I almost thought I was going to be a mashed potato."
So,
yeah.
So there's blades in trash. There's a lot of layers similar to this pizza about this story, but
I think when they say blades, they mean not necessarily something super sharp, but something that kind of tries to break up the trash a little bit before it goes into the compactor.
Would kill a 7-year-old boy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, even if he survived the blades, he's going to get compacted.
Right.
Like Star Wars.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, very much. Just a mobile Death Star trash compactor. So, yeah, now he has an aversion to trash cans, unless it is a tiny trash can inside his house, then he might be fine.
He's, like, scared of it, or he's at least scared of hiding in them, right? You know, which isn't the worst.
I would hope.
Which isn't the worst thing to teach your kids, you know, maybe be scared to hide in trash cans.
Is this what we're promoting refrigerators now? Used to be.
Right. I think for every kid that watches like Sesame Street and sees Oscar the Grouch, I think they also need to almost get crushed to death by a trash truck, so that way that they treat trash cans with enough respect, but also like don't, you know.
They know that living in trash cans is only for adults.
Right, right. Wait, is that the message?
I think so. Pretty sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still don't understand why he was hiding in the trash can. Because it doesn't, according to the story and testimonials, it doesn't sound like it was a hide-and-go-seek game going wrong. There were no other kids around.
Right, that's just
hid in a trash can.
Right,
who
that's
just felt like being in a trash can.
That's the most confusing part of this story is that he was just in it. We're all caught up in, oh, thank God, what a blessing the kid didn't die. Yeah, awesome. Why is the kid in the trash can? This kid got away with some funny business of being in trash cans because he almost died. And I'm not here to give the boy a free pass. I want to know why he was in that trash can. I want to know what's going on. What
are you
kinda...
saying you didn't do dumb shit as a kid?
I didn't climb in trash cans, no. I can say that, right? I did dumb stuff.
Trash day when it's at the curb. I mean, it's not like this was up against his house. It had to be at the curb for the dump truck.
So it's trash day, and the trash is on the curb, and it hasn't been picked up yet. So this kid is also deciding to play in the... like 7-day-old trash can trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
It's not great.
Interesting. Yeah. Sorry. Apparently, the stream did crash for just a second there, so that's why everything happened. So well, there'll be a split and everything like that. But yeah. So it's just a weird trash kid story. There's a lot of weird stuff going on with. Kid from the trash, all sorts of stuff. Just very, very odd, very interesting.
Yes.
I don't know. You guys got anything to sum up this? Anything before we move on about anything you want to say about Trash Kid anymore? Any questions to ask?
Play in the trash can, but be careful.
No, don't play in trash cans. Stop. That was not the message. The message was never to play in trash cans.
I'm just curious what kind of Florida man this kid's going to grow up into.
Oh, probably a trashy one.
We will be following your career with great interest.
Have you guys ever been in a trash can?
No. I mean,
very comforting.
No, you're lying. You're lying. You've never been in one. You're lying. Have you been in one?
I've been in a dumpster before, but that's a different story.
Right, dumpster's different. You guys been in the trash can itself?
Yeah. When I was like 8 years old, my brother like put me in one.
Okay.
And then it was an empty trash can, so no active trash. There was still smells, but
yeah, sure.
Put me in
no,
it.
No chance of getting dumped.
Like roll me around the yard like a roller coaster almost.
Mm-hmm. So,
kind of like a smell.
Okay, so it
ride.
Wasn't a mean bullying thing. It was a fun kid thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. my brain went down a different path. He's like, my brother put me in a trash can. And I was like, uh-oh.
Interesting.
Trauma.
So, but even then, you would still say probably no trash cans. Even with somebody who's played in trash cans successfully, you're still not an advocate of playing in the trash.
Yeah, it's a different world.
I appreciate it.
Than when we grew up.
Gotcha. Different trash cans for sure. Yeah. I don't... That's a very Florida boy story.
Yes.
Moving on, let's take a look at my story actually. And you know, the last few weeks of GrubBuds, we've had some tough stories that have been kind of not uber fun per se, not very heartwarming, kind of had dark undertones under it. So I wanted to find a very wholesome one. And so for this one, I've got a Tennessee man who has left $5 million to his dog. Very nice. Very sweet. He's quoted saying that she's a good girl. It's just, you know, it's just very, very nice, very humble. The man's name is Bill Doris. He's a Tennessee businessman. He died late last year, and he was 84 years old. And he left $5 million to his 8-year-old border collie Lulu. They said nice Maria Martha Burton has been watching the dog for several years. By the time he passed away, so it's just kind of to, I guess, keep help funding her. I don't know. Does she get the money?
Basically, as I say, so basically, she got $5 million.
Right. Okay. The will specifies that the $5 million to be placed in a trust to provide for Lulu's care, and that the dog should remain with Burton, according to the report. Burton is to be reimbursed for normal monthly expenses as approved by a conservator managing the trust. Interesting. Okay. So, like, so I guess here's my question about that is what happens after the dog dies? Because the woman's on record saying, sorry, punch the mic there. The woman's on record saying that she's not going to buy the dog more lavish treats or buy the dog more expensive toys and all this stuff. It's like, so what happens if this dog lives for, you know, I don't know, normal border collie lifespans?
Another 5 years.
Another 5 to 6 years, right? 14's pretty old for a dog. The smaller the dog, yeah, the older they can live. Brayden, you've got a border collie, don't you?
Yeah, 14's probably pushing it. Or that's probably decent expectancy.
Okay. So.
We've had them longer, but also shorter.
Well, yeah. But you were out on the farm, so. It wasn't like natural causes a lot of the times, right?
Occasionally.
Accidental causes.
Yeah, I mean.
You weren't able to hire someone to take care of the dog itself, right?
Well.
Yeah, that's true.
Not everybody can just leave $5 million to their. Right. Dog babysitter
must be fucking nice. Yeah. But
I was about to say, there's the thing. He's just, I would like to buy a new house that has more backyard space for the dog.
Right. So then what?
A new house.
But so what happens to the dog? What happens to the money after the dog dies? Because she's not going to do all this stuff for the dog. And I don't know if you guys have ever had a pet, but it doesn't cost $900,000 to take care of them a year. So I think they say if you have children, they're like, by the time they're 18, I think a child costs like, is it like $300K to raise or something like that? I feel
like
that's
what I heard. $200
Is it $200? Is that,
depends on your state, honestly. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I about to say, I mean, no blanket number is gonna be enough. So that's 18 years for a human child. This is 6 years for a dog. And they don't say what's going to happen, but what happens?
Well, she just has to write up a little will for the dog and say that the dog loved her so much that she's going to leave her the rest of the money.
Right.
And then just like put her paw in some black paint or something and then just on the page.
Right.
Call it good.
Thing is,
because this is how you get a Cruella de Vil situation.
Well, all you have to do is convince the conservator of the estate to just collude with you to just approve everything.
Well, I assume that's why you pick your conservatives.
A conservator.
Title. Right.
And yes, not just give her access to $5 million.
Well, if she offers to split it with them, you never know.
Okay, access to $2.5 million.
Right.
I would like to buy a brand new BMW so that the dog can ride in comfort.
Yes, exactly.
And be as safe as possible.
I think, again, this is, at the end of the day, just a really sweet story about a dog that now has $5 million. But there's always real world implications to it. And
good job with those real words.
Thank you. Go drink your invisible drink, Joe. But yeah, I hate you. But it's just, what do you do? What's a dog to do with $5 million? I need to know.
All I know is I'd love to hear the conversation of like, yes. And what is this receipt for, a Dodge Challenger? Well, that's so the dog can have fun.
Right. Well, the conservator is going to be watching it closely.
Oh, watch yourself, Ms. Burton.
The woman has already said that she's not going to buy extra stuff for the dog. What do you do with $5 million for a dog that you're not going to buy extra stuff?
It's for her.
Right. But she's...
But she makes the reason for the dog.
I've always thought stories like this were just dumb in real life.
Did they give any background as to what this guy did so that he just has $5 million to leave to his dog?
You know, I don't know.
Like, did he have kids and they also got 5 mil each, or did he just say fuck you to any of his offspring and just give all of his money to his dog?
Right. Well, so he doesn't have a wife or anything. Because this is like a neighbor who's been watching the dog for a couple years. So.
Okay.
I don't know. So maybe he just didn't have any family? I bet
this dude was like a construction worker and just invested everything into a 401k.
I mean, so if you make 60K a year and work for, oh yeah, well, fuck, I guess 40 years. 40 years puts you at, what, 2.4K? 2.4 mil, right? Am I running that right? Or do I add?
Let's say you said 60,000.
Yeah. 60,000 a year.
40 years, roughly.
Puts you at 2.4 million. Well, I was going to say, well, I mean, just, let's think if you... Let's say he bumps it up. He invests 15% of all his paychecks into a 401k or like a Roth IRA or something.
Right.
So every, what is it, 7 years, his money doubles?
But they called him a businessman.
Okay.
They didn't call him an engineer or construction worker.
So he owned a construction company.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's a great way to make money. Yeah. I guess at the end of the day, maybe it's one of those things where maybe it's just really sweet on the surface. And it's meant for you to look at it for 30 seconds, and it's meant to give you a little serotonin in your brain, and you go, wow, that's kind of sweet. That makes me very happy. And then you don't think about it, because the more you think about it, the more you go, are we sure about that dog? Are we sure about this?
It's definitely a clickbait to lead you to other news articles.
Right.
Man leaves $500 to his dog. Ooh, what's this one?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Man reunited with his dog. There's the tweet about it. Sign up for their lifestyle newsletter. Yeah. It's definitely...
You should definitely do that. You should sign up for a dog lifestyle network.
Yeah, I'll sign up for the lifestyle newsletter when it's not on Fox News next time.
I see.
But it's... Again, there's just a lot... You're not supposed to think much about this story. So I guess maybe we should just move on before we... ruin a really sweet story. At the end of the day, it is sweet. It's very nice in theory, but the longer you look at it, the more that carriage seems like a pumpkin. Yeah, right. So
also, she's super old. That dog might outlive her.
Right. Yeah. Everybody.
That is her in the video.
Everybody's super old in this story. I don't know. So let's stop thinking about it. Joe, do you want to give us? You want to get into your story here?
I would love to get into my story. So hopefully, as anybody versed in the weather news of late, the South has just been absolutely bent over by this winter storm that came through.
Yeah, been a tough time down in Texas and whatnot. Yeah.
Say what?
Storm?
Yes.
What did you say?
I don't know. What did I say, Brady?
No, I was saying there's a storm.
I hadn't noticed. Ah, I know. Humor. Today was like 53 degrees. I didn't notice either.
That's been pretty dang nice.
I know. But so this is footage from a man in Louisiana.
Oh?
On, let's see, Monday? Oh, yeah. So a week ago today, this man caught video of a failing transformer, which was sending pulses of glowing orbs along the power lines. And Truman, I'm going to want you to pull this up on screen.
I got it up. It's already playing.
Because,
oh my.
Yeah.
Dang, that thing. I don't know. I think
most of them make it to like that first or second pole, but then he just has the video of the one that just goes all the way along. Yeah, and you're like,
I'm not going to play the audio because I have no idea how loud it is, and I'm worried it will just blow out audio listeners.
So if you jump to... like 37 seconds in that YouTube video.
Oh, I'm just watching the news clip of it.
In the news clip. Sorry, 26 seconds.
Oh, I didn't mean the YouTube, but 26 seconds, what were we saying? Yeah, it's the one that goes all the way across. Seconds. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just...
Yeah.
It was just cool.
It
was caused by a power surge released as a transformer failed in a suburb of New Orleans... leaving 10,000 people without power.
I think this is one of those like cool one of those stories that you see it and you're like, wow, how does that work? And then somebody really explains it and you're like, cool, electricity's cool, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you go, cool, it looked really nice. I didn't actually care further. And of course, the headline there was, call the Ghostbusters?
I think we all did some amount of engineering or school of engineering course study in school, right? I know the other two. Evan, did you, what did you major?
Math and physics.
So. Math and physics.
Close enough, works.
Yeah.
Right. So you probably took the right side of engineering. You probably learned about.
Without the money.
Yeah, so you probably. You probably learned about electricity in some of the physics classes and stuff. I remember EP2 having a lot to do with electricity and absolutely kicking my ass. So I think this is one of those things that it's like very cool to see, but also like sometimes stuff that's cool like this, like catastrophic failures, you see this and like it was cooler when it wasn't like as like a 16-year-old. Awesome to see this. As a like 24-year-old, you're like, man, that sucks. We're gonna have to go clean that up or fix it. Or man, that's gonna exactly. be a lot
it's
of work.
Like the last story where it's like, oh, you think about it like, oh, that's cool. And then as long as you don't think about anything else, it's a nice story. But then as soon as you go, that left so many people without power and such a mess to clean up.
Yeah.
Does this podcast think about the logistics of stories too much? It does leave you with more questions, or it doesn't leave
you? No, at least it doesn't leave me with more questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I think somebody could explain to you why it goes as far as it does or whatever. But, you know, I don't really care.
I mean,
I don't care that much.
Well, it's like, there's an explanation, but I'm saying, like, the dog story. Like, we don't have questions that are just like, why? Like, there exists a why for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, a fairly understandable why.
Yeah.
Right, and I mean, we've all had the power go out. We've all had a transformer blow. It'd be cool. It like, on the bright side, if your power's going to go out. You've never had your power go out?
No, power go out, transformer blow, no.
Okay. But, like, if you're going to be without power, I think it's fun. I think... At least you'd like to be able to go out and see this stuff, you know? Go see some electricity, dance across some electric lines or power lines.
Fair enough.
I want to go stand under it.
No, you do not.
That's not exactly. True. That's the response I wanted.
That can't possibly be right. But
actually, weird tangent. I do want to go own it. I want to own a Tesla coil at some point in my life. But that's a completely different tangent.
That is a weird tangent.
Odd tangent.
Can you make your own? Yeah, right? Isn't it fairly easy?
Yeah, probably, but I want one of the ones that makes music.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a little more complicated.
That is a little more complicated. It's probably something you got to buy. I think in one word, to sum up this story, Joe, I think one word, cool. Cool to look at.
Yeah.
Very fun. Sex forever is going to have to go fix it. But on the surface, cool. Again, stop thinking too hard about it. Much like the dog story. Sweet. Awesome. Very cute.
Cool.
Well, let's get on to our last story. Evan, as is customary on this show. Thank you. I always stumble over my words the entire time. No, it's the new guest, the guest that is coming on for the first time goes last. You know, we expect you to have an absolute banger of a story. And also, it allows you to kind of see, the real reason is it allows you to see how we do things. So, that being said, bring us home with the final story of the evening, Evan.
All right, so I've got... To liven up that millionth Zoom, call in the livestock.
Oh.
So a farm in England was, with COVID restrictions, a lot of things have transitioned to Zoom, obviously, even over there. Mm-hmm. So there's this farm that has decided that it started out as like a Facebook post. Hey, any of my friends want to see, just have a goat or a pig or anything in their... little Zoom video for work. liven it up a little bit. And it took off. Oh. So they started charging like $7 a cameo. Awesome. And it became a full-blown business, and they've made $70,000 from it.
Crap.
So they'll just go, like, pretty much 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or whatever, and have people ordering goats for their Zoom calls.
I guess my question is it the goats in the background, the goats, like, showing up at their house, or the goat just calls in virtually? And
I would assume
he crashes your Zoom call and goes, bah, and then leaves.
Yeah, that's my question as well.
So, let's see. Last year, sun up to 9:30 in the evening, she and her associates have chased the goats to run the farm, to beam their fuzzy mugs to Zoom meetings everywhere from Russia to China. And for about $7, a guest appearance by the goat. I'm not sure how long that is exactly, but they do have a wide variety of goats, with like LinkedIn type profiles that you can select the goat you want.
So it's definitely the goats calling in, because you're not going to be able to ship goats to all these different countries.
Right, China. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're in on the Zoom call.
Right.
Yeah, because initially I was like, well, that sounds like $7 doesn't sound like enough if you're driving goats across the country.
Yeah,
I thought it was like my cat in the background just running around.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would just.
Yeah, because it does say Zoom bombed, which I do think means that somebody just shows up and yells at you in the middle of Zoom call. So I doubt it's in the background, but that's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
I need some goats. I need some goats on my Zoom calls. I guess we don't do Zoom calls per se, but. What?
I was gonna say, would your bosses find that appropriate, Truman?
No, not at all.
I doubt it.
No, they would dislike that a lot. But
it would go over badly.
Maybe I'll do that for my next job interview.
Get out of here.
You know what? Just for that, I'm ending the episode right now.
No, my ratings.
I don't know. Would you be mad, or if you were?
I think it all depends. Excuse me, sorry. If it's like serious meeting, like you said, like with your bosses about what it is that you do.
Yeah,
I bet they'd be mad. If it's like your afternoon team catch up, like rundown on what you did that day
meeting.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, if it's like
there's nothing serious, you're just kind of talking.
Yeah, like I think I've got a buddy who has to do birthday calls, like their work gets together when somebody on their team has a birthday. They all get together and like have fun and get on a Zoom call and say happy birthday, bud, and then they all awkwardly sit there for 30 minutes and, you know, try to chat over Zoom, which is awful if you've ever tried it. But
yes,
I think it would be fun for like that to have a goat crash it, or like we do things called like all hands meetings, and you know, they talk about how the company's doing and people got hired and work anniversaries and stuff. That's when you have goat show up. Perfect time. Perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as for, I don't know. There's certainly appropriate goat times. What is goat etiquette? That's what we're going to name this episode, by the way. It's going to be Detroit-style pizza and goat etiquette. What is the goat etiquette for Zoom calls?
I don't know. Chat? Anyone?
That's a fuzzy line. That's a fuzzy line there.
If you would wear a t-shirt to it, like if it was a real life meeting and you would wear a t-shirt to it, like if, you know, you didn't have to show up in a button down, I would say that's when you can goat your meeting.
So goats are business casuals, what you're telling me.
No, business casual is a button down.
Mm, I guess that's right.
Goats are casual.
Casual.
What if they dress the goat up in a suit though, Joe? What if they get tailored suits for a goat?
I think you'd have an interesting time putting that on a goat. Although, I mean, I've seen them put suits on horses, so... possible. But I don't think it's about the attire of the goat. I think it's more about the fact that all the goat's going to do is... the whole time.
I think at the end of the day, $7 to have Patrick Mahomes show up for your Zoom call is pretty cool.
Tom Brady.
You shut the fuck up. You shut your goddamn mouth. We canceled Grubbuds because of that.
We know he meant Blake Bortles.
All I can say is I'm glad that Tom Brady can throw things, because did you see the clip of him throwing the Lombardi trophy to Gronk on the boat? I would have loved to see him drop it into the water.
Please mute him.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Let's get to the end of the episode. Joe's pissing me off. Let's finish it up. Let's rate some pizza, why don't we? Let's do it in the order that we, I guess, did the stories. And just for that, because I saw that Brayden started to eat pizza, so I'm going to make him go first. All right. Brayden.
Yes, how was your food?
How'd it go, Bryn?
Classic server.
How is it?
95. I really like it.
Wow. 95.
I like the sauce. I like the 80 pepperonis that they put on it. There's two different kinds of pepperoni, and there's 80. So, I really like it.
Is there two different kinds? Oh, there is two different kinds. I just noticed that as well.
There's flat ones, and there's cupped crispy, is how they described it on their website.
Interesting. Yeah. And
yeah, tons of cheese. If you get any bites without sauce, it's just as good as with the special sauce. So, yeah, I really like it.
That's actually pretty cool that they hid the pepperonis under, like, because they just poured that sauce on top. Like, you never thought, like, if they didn't put the pepperonis there, nobody says anything. And even putting the pepperonis there, nobody's going to notice it, really. But that's still pretty dang cool that they did that. And I guess it was called double pepperoni. I just thought that meant they were going to put a lot of pepperoni on it. I guess that's where I got confused.
There's two different kinds. And it's not just a 50-50 split either. It's weird when you read about it on their website.
Interesting. All right. I'm with you. I really enjoyed this pizza. I really did like it a whole lot. 95 is high. I put the cheesy gordita crunch at 95. Or I put the toasted cheddar chalupa at 95. Yeah.
I will always be here to remind you about the chalupa.
Thank you. You are my rock. I grew up in college living on that Little Caesars deep dish lunch special, like the $5 lunch special. You get that like half a deep dish pizza and a soda and a bottle of soda. It's $5. I lived on that in college, and this is like that but better. The cheese is better. The bread is more dense, but it's a higher quality bread because it's Pizza Hut. You know, it's the Pizza Hut version of Little Caesars is basically it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I crave that, and we always put craving at 70 or above if you're like, I'd go get this again. And I would definitely get this again. I'm going to rate it fairly high. I'm going to give it an 87. That's where I'll put it.
All right. Question for you after giving it that rating and taking a bite. Would you get one of these, or would you go get the Little Caesars thing twice, because that's a $5 lunch deal?
Man. Wow, that is a tough question.
I was going to say, because I feel like there's a thing. Is this worth double the quality? Is it that much better bread? Is it that much better cheese than having twice as much pizza?
That is only at lunch, though. That pizza for the same size would normally be...
For dinner.
Eight or nine, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's...
Okay. And you're only getting half of this for that $5 deal.
Right. You're right. But I can't imagine eating more than half
of this in one
seat.
It's the same amount of pizza getting that twice versus one of these?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
But, okay. So that twice, but you also get two bottles of soda. And I think it's actually $5.99. It's not $5 straight up. They've started to skamaz a bit. But, oh, man, that's tough. That's a tough question. If it's dinner time... I'm getting this. If it's lunchtime, I'm still probably going to Little Caesars, honestly. But,
Don't you have, like, a Little Caesars next to your apartment or something?
It's all... I've got a lot of things really close to my apartment. I'm not going to lie to you. But, yeah, and the crispy cheese... Sorry, we didn't talk about it, but it's incredible. On the edge. That really does add. Joe, what are you thinking? What's your grading you're giving this?
I'm with you. This is... I know you lived on the Little Caesars lunch deal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't as much. But pizza is pizza. It starts at a 70 unless you fuck it up.
Yeah.
So, and this is a good pizza. Like, obviously, pizza can be better, you know. Although, not really. If you think about it, there's a height where you're just spending too much money on pizza.
Yeah, it's definitely definitely a bell curve of value.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I put this high 80s. You give it 87. I'll give it an 88. We're time traveling with this baby.
Nice. Yeah,
It's not boutique pizza quality, but it's good chain quality for sure.
Yeah. What's the saying that we said during the Stuffed Crust episode? What good pizza's like sex. Good pizza's really fucking good. Bad pizza, still pretty fucking good.
Still pretty good.
But yeah, this is definitely good pizza. Evan, again, you gotta wrap us up again. You gotta give us your expert analysis on this.
Well, I think I'm going to go with a 94.
Wow.
So I'm not actually a very big pizza guy.
Oh.
And my bell curve actually looks the opposite of a bell curve. Like, when you get real cheap, like a nice Tony's oven pizza,
oh yeah,
I actually really love the value for quality of those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then usually when you get to Pizza Hut, Papa John's, that type, I'm kind of eh. If you go back up to like a Minsky's and Casey, I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, mm-hmm. Minsky's is incredible.
Good old Gambino's.
But as far as Pizza Hut goes, this is like something I would definitely get again. I'm not a huge sauce guy for one thing, but with it being on the top, it's easy to take off any that I don't want really.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
And it's
makes
not
it a lot better.
And it's not overly saucy, even with it just being piled there on top.
Yeah, and it's the different sauce. It's more like tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, this has been a delightful episode. We had a lot of good news stories. A kid didn't die to a garbage shredder thing. A dog got $5 million. There's some cool electricity stuff. Goats in Zooms. And we had a great dish. You know, I feel like we haven't had an absolute banger of a dish in a bit. But this was surprisingly kind of a banger. It kind of slapped.
What's our average score? Our average score is like a 90, 91 something.
91 straight up, actually.
I was going to ask what Evan gave it. I can't remember.
Is that Rain Man in the top right? Jeez. 94
is what I gave.
Yeah. Yeah, 95 from Brayden, 94 from Evan, 87 from me, 88 from Joe. That tops us off right at a 91. That's actually funny because we all pair up to average 91. For everybody that was for as equal as somebody was under 91, somebody was above 91. Sorry, I don't know why that's a nerdy thing. That's like kind of cool, but
yeah, I also noticed them. Thought it was neat.
But yeah, this is one of the highest ranked. This might be the no. I think the cheesy. I think our
chalupa.
First. I think the cheese toasted cheddar chalupa was still probably the top one. And I don't know, man. Some of those Grub Bud seltzers when we did the Christmas seltzers got out of hand a bit too. But this has been a good one, and this belongs in the top five of Grub Buds episodes. Obviously, it's obviously this is episode 11, but this is a worthy. I think it's a top three episode for food wise for sure, and you know, and guest wise, we've had a great time here. So let's get out of here, Brayden. You got anything to shout out? Anything you want to? I don't know, direct attention to. I don't know. What do you got?
I'm pretty boring.
Man, a few words. Joe, you got anything to shout out anywhere we can find you if we want to?
Thirsty.
You're thirsty. Is that it?
Yes, the invisible drink.
Thank you.
It's very important to me.
God damn it.
Thank you.
Near and dear to my heart.
Evan, anything to shout out? Anything you want us to follow? Anything you just want to be left alone? What a
shout out K-State basketball finally getting over the hump.
Hell yeah.
One win.
Hell yeah. They finally
Hell
pulled
yeah,
it out.
Brother.
And of course I have been Truman Steen, the Steam Machine. You find me on Twitch or Twitter by the same name, STEEHNMACHINE. Mondays, 7:30 PM Central Time, we do Grub Buds. 7:30. I always say 7:30. Guys, let's be honest. It's 7:45 always.
Hey, we were pretty damn close tonight.
We were close. We could have pushed it and got in right at 6:35 probably, or 7:35, but oh well.
Yeah, come on.
Let that pizza get cold. Always great. And on Tuesdays, we do Dom That's True. I host a sports podcast with twitch.tv/domination7, Owen Dom. We are talking about hockey and health right now. Probably might talk a little baseball, might talk a little college basketball. Who knows? We've got a long football offseason to fill, so we'll see how that keeps going. And I stream Friday, Saturday, Sunday on the Twitch, generally nighttime-ish. So that'll do. Any final words of wisdom to impart on our listeners, guys? Nope. Great. Nope. I love it.
Try this pizza.
Sub to Truman. Yeah, try this pizza. Sub to Truman for sure. Listen to the podcast on Apple and Spotify, wherever you guys get your podcast. And we will see you next week with Filet-O-Fishes and Shamrock Shakes. All right. See you. Oh.